The line that stole headlines from President Bush's State of the Union address was, of course, axis of evil. The president's announcement that he wants to expand AmeriCorps received very little attention, but in many ways it signaled a remarkable turnaround for the program. Republicans have traditionally opposed AmeriCorps, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, it has slowly won over many of its former opponents.
President Bush's expansion would add $230 million to the AmeriCorps budget, which would enable it to add 25,000 more volunteers each year. With that, AmeriCorps has come full circle since its beginning less than a decade ago.
National service will mark the start of a new era for America in which every citizen, every one of you, can become an agent of change.
Bill Clinton made the idea of a program for young people to volunteer in their communities a centerpiece of his campaign, and it was one of his first major initiatives as president. He struggled to get it through Congress over Republican objections, and after they took control of the House and Senate, Republican leaders vowed to kill it. AmeriCorps survived, and now President Bush's call to expand the program would seem to mark the beginning of a new era of bipartisan support for AmeriCorps, but not according to House Majority Leader Dick Armey.
It only got passed because you had a Democrat Congress and a Democrat president. It is not good for America. It's certainly not something we can afford now under these budget terms. And I would, if it were up to me, cut it totally out of the budget. It should never have been there in the first place.
In its 8 years, AmeriCorps has put 250,000 young people to work. That's 90,000 more than have worked with the Peace Corps in the 40 years since its creation. AmeriCorps volunteers are teaching in rural and inner-city schools, providing support at New York City's Ground Zero, and rehabbing houses in urban neighborhoods. In Baltimore's Waverly neighborhood, a team from Chesapeake Habitat for Humanity is hanging sheetrock in what will soon be a new home for a low-income resident. Christian Brandt is one of three AmeriCorps volunteers at work on the project. The Minnesota native graduated last May from Marquette University. Before going on to graduate school, he says, he wanted to do some kind of service.
I'd always, been a pretty fortunate person, and I knew that, cliche as it may sound, I knew that I really did want to go out and try to give back and sort of make use of my talents and my time and that sort of thing. It's just kind of the most hands-on way to make a difference.
Visiting AmeriCorps projects in their home states and meeting volunteers like Christian Brandt has helped change the minds of some former AmeriCorps opponents, people like Republican Senator Rick Santorum from Pennsylvania. He became well known for his comment that AmeriCorps was a program for, quote, hippie kids to stand around a campfire holding hands and singing Kumbaya at taxpayer expense. Santorum says he changed his mind about the program because of the improvements brought to it by the man he replaced in the Senate, Harris Wofford. Under Wofford's direction, Santorum says AmeriCorps became not an extension of the bureaucracy as he'd feared, but a program that concentrated on partnering with existing community groups. But although he came around, Santorum concedes that many of his colleagues in Congress are still not convinced.
There's some who don't like the idea of paying people to do national service because they're obviously, there are lots of people out there who are doing national service and not being paid for it. But the fact of the matter is that these people doing national service can provide the kind of support necessary to make the volunteer hours go farther.
Will Marshall is president of the Democrat-backed Progressive Policy Institute and one of those who first helped develop the National Service Program that became AmeriCorps. He says while AmeriCorps was slowly winning over converts among some Republicans in Congress, even more important was the support it received from the nation's governors, especially Republican governors.
They saw national service projects on the ground in their states, and they liked what they saw. And by 2000, 49 out of 50 of the nation's governors, all but one Republican, we're willing to sign a letter saying, let's make sure that AmeriCorps and National Service gets fully funded.
For their work, AmeriCorps volunteers receive each year about $10,000 in pay, plus $5,000 to be used for educational expenses. Some of the opposition to AmeriCorps has been based on the pay and questions about the program's finances. In 1995, a congressional report said AmeriCorps was spending much more per volunteer than promised. And that same year, a federal inspector general said the AmeriCorps books were a mess. Les Lenkowski is CEO of the Corporation for National and Community Service, which oversees AmeriCorps. He says the program has long since put those questions behind it.
We are really proposing some reforms aimed at making our programs more accountable, making them more performance-based, making them more sustainable. We really want our programs to have roots in the communities in which they're serving.
Bill Clinton wanted his national service program to start with 150,000 volunteers. President Bush's proposal to expand AmeriCorps to 75,000 volunteers each year brings it closer to that vision. A proposal by Democratic Senator Evan Bayh and Republican Senator John McCain is even bigger. It would add 200,000 new volunteers to AmeriCorps each year. Those proposals and the future of the program will be on the table when hearings begin next month in the House and the Senate. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.